KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have cloudy skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 85 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall overnight here at the KJAN studios into early this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for showers and thunderstorms ending this morning. They have pretty much here in Atlantic for now. We do see another batch of showers off to our southwest this morning, stretching from around the Missouri border up through Red Oak and just to the west, correction, east of Council Bluffs and southwest of Avoca. There's another batch of showers in central and southern Iowa, right around the Stewart area and points east. In the news locally, Atlantic Fire and Cass EMS were called to the scene of a house fire this morning. The call about the fire at 504 West 15th Street was dispatched out at around 5:14 a.m. According to dispatch reports, the owner of the home called and said the backside of the house was on fire. Everyone in the residence was able to evacuate. Initial reports are that the small fire appeared to be electrical in nature. Additional firefighter personnel had been requested at around 5:32 p.m., and they have just recently returned back to the quarters at the fire station. Additional details are currently not available. Adair Casey School District officials announced late Tuesday afternoon that there would not be school at the Adair Casey campus today, and that was due to the water being turned off. Officials of the CAM School District said on Tuesday there will be an informational meeting held tonight at the CAM North Elementary Gym in Anita. The 6:30 p.m. meeting is with regard to the November 2nd bond election. All five of the CAM CSD Board of Education members may be in attendance at tonight's meeting. This meeting is informational only, and no action will be taken. The five members of the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission Tuesday evening approved the site plans for a new McDonald's restaurant where the current one is located. The commission heard from Casey Thompson, design engineer with Bishop Construction in Des Moines, the civil engineering and land surveying firm tasked by McDonald's Real Estate Company based in Elkhorn, Nebraska.
So if anybody's been through Des Moines area or any bigger cities, they've seen the new McDonald's look, and it's a lot more modern look, a lot of straighter lines on the building, more updated look. And also they will be adding a secondary drive-through side-by-side. So it'll be two order points instead of one. And the theory in that is they'll be able to get people through the line faster and get to their food faster.
The actual lot size will be smaller, but the building size will not change. Traffic congestion at the entrance to the store from 7th Street is a situation Thompson said they hope will be reduced by the new way of placing and receiving orders at the drive-thru.
With this project, it'll be creating a circulation around the site so that traffic should flow more smoothly. And also it'll be a little bit faster for them to get into the drive-through line. And with the double drive-through, the throughput of that line will be a lot faster. So hopefully cars will not be behind the order point. They'll be ahead of it.
Work on demolishing the current building is slated to begin February 22, 2022, and completed by June 22nd of that year. Since he's a design engineer and not an employee of McDonald's corporate, Thompson couldn't comment on what would happen with the persons currently employed by the Atlantic franchise when the construction is underway. Well, a teenage driver has died during a collision between an SUV and a semi-tractor trailer in northwest Iowa's Sac County. According to the State Patrol, the accident happened just before 8:30 a.m. Tuesday as a 2011 Buick Enclave SUV driven by a 16-year-old female from Auburn was traveling eastbound on Highway 175 coming out of Auburn. A 2001 Peterbilt truck driven by 50-year-old Matthew Lynn Dorsher of Cumberland was traveling west on Highway 175 and approaching Auburn when the SUV crossed the center line of the road into the westbound lane for reasons unknown. Dorsher tried to avoid the collision by braking and driving onto the north shoulder, but the semi and the SUV collided head-on. The teenager, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Her name was not immediately released. The patrol was assisted at the scene by the Iowa DOT and the Sac County Sheriff's Office. A traffic stop at around 4:45 p.m. Tuesday on Highway 34 in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, 28-year-old Dylan Lucas of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, for his defense. Lucas was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And police in Red Oak say there were two arrests Tuesday night. At around 9:20 p.m., 21-year-old Tyler Blaine Balcom of Red Oak was arrested on two separate charges, including interference with official acts and disorderly conduct. His bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $300. And 25-year-old Brittany Nicole McArdle of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:20 p.m. Tuesday for domestic abuse assault. She was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. That's a check of the news on KJAN. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.